So anyway, our next presentation is the IT security framework, and Hugo will be presenting that. I don't know why my presentation doesn't come up.
Breaking news. IT adopted a new IT security framework in September. So the goal today is to actually give you advance notice about and inform you about what we've been working on the side of IT security, as it will involve you at some point, because right now we're more creating the framework, but at some point we are expecting to do more deliverables and more guidance that is going to first help out everyone, but the overall strategy is as well in order to ensure that everyone has their word into, I would say, proper risk management as well as proper adaptation of a framework so that your opinion is valued and included as part of the design of that new framework. So the objective that we had in creating the new IT security governance framework was to ensure, so first, it came from an internal audit. So internal audit came in, did an IT security review, not to say that we didn't feel that we didn't need IT security governance, nor that we needed improvement on that, but when they came in, their first recommendation, which we not fully agreed with in the beginning, was that we had no IT security governance. While our perspective is that we do, however, we included back into the IT governance as well. So in their perspective, basically they were saying, well, because you don't have a formal document that says that you're doing it, then you're not doing it, which is okay. That's an auditor point of view, and we need to understand their way of thinking. Therefore, we frame that. We frame what IT security governance was about, but what we've defined as an objective is that we're not yet creating another thing. So we're going to do the document, we're going to match as well what are the overlapping processes and how they're being managed as part of the other IT processes as well. And it's going to become more clear later in the presentation. The objective as well as by creating that framework is to facilitate knowledge sharing around IT security. I know that a lot of people around here are asking InfoSec, could you help us with this? Could you help us with this? Or do not necessarily agree with the way that we're doing the analysis when doing a risk assessment or providing bad news. So, oh, we thought it was secure. How come you're telling me now that it's not secure? So the goal is actually to entitle or to empower everyone to actually take these decisions in advance by creating that framework and publishing that information out there, making sure that people can learn more about IT security. And as well, define an IT security roadmap. So as part of that, we're going to identify what are our gaps and how do we plan to improve it over time. So to do that, we're going to prioritize different initiatives. So those were the main objectives. So what did we do? Well, we didn't reinvent the wheel. So what we did is we selected the de facto standard for IT security, which is an ISO standard, which is the 27000 series. However, based on a business risk approach, so we're not going to go nuts on security knowing well or recommending things that do not fit our specific context. Because you can do security like the NSA does, or you can do security like a small company will do. We're kind of in the middle of that. We have legal requirements and we have different requirements that we need to make sure that we consider. However, the goal is to adapt that standard based on our acceptable business risk at McGill. So it's to establish, implement, operate, review, maintain, improve information security. It includes the structure, the planning activities, responsibilities, blah, blah, blah. So the overall goal is to create that framework and identify it. What does an IT, and that's called an information security management system. It's not a, it's kind of a bunch of processes, but they call it a system. So what does an ISMS include? It includes two things. First is, how do you manage your security? That's really your governance, and what are the processes to manage your governance? The second part is a control framework, where you're defining, these are the controls that should be implemented in my environment. And those can be changed based on business risk or accepted risk, and in some cases, but it is to provide a guideline to the organization of what control should be implemented, what security measures should be implemented, as well as of why should they be implemented. Making sure that we can empower as much as we can people in advance so that they can see what is the rationale behind those, behind those controls and behind these decisions. I won't go through the whole thing. These are only the deliverables that we need to do by December. And we've committed to it. It involves a matrix. And I'm following these matrix people. However, some of them are going to define the highlights of future processes. So I'm pretty sure that some people are just waiting to have that security risk treatment plan or that risk assessment process to be defined. It will not be defined by December. And the reason why it won't be defined by December is that what we need to deliver is really the guidelines that we need to have around it. So we're going to define within a risk assessment, what are the core activities that needs to be done? What are the inputs to that risk assessment? What are the things that we want to treat with these? However, we're going to define the specific process, the evaluation process, with a work group. We want that to be, this is only one of the example, but we want this process to be owned by the ones that are going to live it as well. So to value the input in there and to integrate their input in there to make sure that it can both address their requirements, but as well as to provide buy-in to when we're going to apply the process so that everyone can apply the same, will accept the same output. Not to say that we're going to treat all risk, but at least at some point we're always going to have a consistent way of doing it. So those are only examples, but it is a big thing that we need to deliver by December. And December ends December 31st. Which control framework? Sorry? Okay, yeah. I'll manage off the books. Which control framework do we did we decide to apply? Well, if we adopt ISO 27001 for framework, we're going to adopt 27002 for control. It is probably the most technical one. It has 91 areas of control, and you can dig down underneath, and you have, if you dig down, you have about 1,500 control recommended control practices. It's a lot of work. So we're not saying that we're going to be there. However, when we did the inventory, because that was part of the deliverable we had to do in September as well, over 65% of those 91 areas of security already had guidance, processes, or things implemented at McGill. Not to say that it's perfect, that it has all coverage that we need to have. However, it's a starting point. We were trying, and that was kind of our answer to internal audit. Not true. We don't have anything. So that was the match between what we had in different places, some of them being KB, some of them being our process handbook, some of them being different documents that we have or practices that we have at McGill. So the goal is to improve on those. And what are the principles to develop that control framework? First, it's going to be tailored based on best practice, but acceptable at McGill. So that is to, I'm against defining standards that we will never be able to follow. So what we're going to define, because there's no worse thing when an auditor comes in than an auditor that says you're not following your own guidance. And if you have enough exception to your standard, that means that it should not be your standard. So our goal is to inspire yourself from the best practice, adapt the control framework based on risk assessment. So you can understand that risk assessment at some point will be in the first deliverables that we're going to have, as is a key point to move forward afterward. Prioritize high value activities and quick wins. I'll piggyback as well on the presentation we had from the matrix managers just before. One of the things that was being asked as well within that workshop was to also identify some quick wins that we could do to make sure that even if we need to tackle a deep, profound root cause, at least we can do specific actions that may alleviate that pressure, some of the pressure point that people are living through the matrix are facing. So that was the part where most of the managers avenged themselves from the non-working directors by creating solutions that involve heavily the directors. Just saying. If you take that pill, be ready to be facing reality. One of the goals as well in making you aware of these is to make sure that everywhere we can have overlap, because in some of these cases, we do not plan to do any work in InfoSec. Let's take incident management, for example. Why would we create yet another process? We're going to piggyback on the incident management process that is being designed as part of ITSM, ensuring that control points or best practices are included as well as part of that, that it's going to fulfill both requirements in terms of what is recommended in the standards for information security, as well as for others. And let's be honest, all of those guys are creating those frameworks and those processes and best practices, they talk to each other at some point. So we have a lot of overlap between ITIL, security, COBIT, so maybe it's just buzzwords for you, but those are the kind of standards that are out there, and they're not reinventing the wheels either. They're just framing it into a different manner. What have we done so far? So the IT security governance framework strategy statement, that's a pretty broad term. Basically, we said that we were to follow ISO 27000. We said that we wrote it and signed it, that we are going to follow 27002 for the control framework. And we did the inventory of the full inventory of what was covered as a high level point in terms of the 93 control areas that we had. We started documenting the whole list that we had. We're about 80% completed, 100% by December. And we've done preliminary integration of the framework in CaseWise. So the goal of there is that we're going to have that governance side in the new CaseWise tool, where you can go online and see all of the structure that we have. But then you're going to be able to select based on the control areas that you need into an analysis or into your operation, click on there and see all of the references for the guidance document that you need to take into consideration based on what you have. So the overall goal as well is that it will be easily accessible down the road. So we may showcase that a bit later once we're more advanced, but that is the overall direction we're taking. Next step, as I said, December, documenting the whole list of documents that we have, complete the integration in CaseWise, complete the preliminary project timeframe. So it's to identify where are the main gaps and what are the core projects that we want to start on. Communication to all other projects, so everyone that is involved, some of them are already aware because we made sure that sponsors in InfoSec were involved as part of the process design teams and or they were consulted as part of that. So if your project involves some of the guidance that we were having, we're going to keep track on you guys because that's progress as well over the overall IT security governance framework. and initiate short-term high-value improvement through working groups. So possible candidates, as I said, risk assessment and management process, vulnerability management, security patterns. So creating that decision tree when a system architect wants to figure out, okay, what are going to be my security requirements, creating these patterns so that you can be autonomous on yourself, and then you can just have like a review from InfoSec rather than having a full-blown. In some cases, the projects are not that complex, but they serve as a quick checklist, and some of them may be easier to apply without waiting for InfoSec expertise. So the goal is to improve as well on these documenting these security patterns and making them available. That was it. Quick awareness. Any question? So when faced with conflicting priorities, remember, Zolani said, most handsome managers, and he was looking at me. So I love you too, Zolani.